Have you heard the one about if you dream of a sandwich, it means that you're under pressure, but if the sandwich has a fish in it, then you're conflicted about religion? Dream analysis can get very silly. But I can't help being curious. What I want, though, is somebody who knows what they're talking about. Well, psychologist Veronica Tonet joins us. Now, she studies dreams, and she's done three books on them. Dr. Tonet, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, how should we look at our food dreams?
Well, I think that dreams in general are a wonderful thing to be paying attention to every night. And our dreams about food, just like every other dream, are speaking to us in a metaphorical language. So they speak in that language that we thought in before we learned how to speak, which is a language of images and feelings.
So this is sort of getting down to our instincts?
Yeah, in a way. What dreams tell us the most about is how we genuinely feel. So it's always a good idea to pay attention to any feelings you have around food in your dreams, and then to ask yourself, are those feelings that I need to pay attention to in my waking life?
So are there certain classic foods, though, that have classic meanings, like, for instance, an apple or bread or something on that order?
Well, sure. Bread, there are a lot of actually foods that are associated with religious symbols and things like that. But in general, individual dream images are always very, very personal. So a person who's had an experience with an apple, where maybe they reached for an apple and fell off a ladder, is going to have a very different dream about apples than a person who just loves to eat apple pie.
So how would you get down to what those meanings are? Can we do that ourselves, or do we need to go to you
or someone like you? No, I really believe that people can do a lot of work on their dreams on their own. And one way to do that is if you have an image in a dream, an apple, for instance, and you're not sure what it's all about, you can imagine it really, really vividly in your mind and then watch and see what it changes into, and it will always change into something. So what you're doing when you're doing that is that you're seeing what your own associations are to that apple, your own personal associations, and what its meaning is to you personally.
Very interesting. Are there triggers that you found that can actually have us dreaming about certain foods?
You know, whether or not you are hungry or thirsty when you go to bed has actually been shown in experiments going way back to the late 50s to determine whether or not you have food in your dreams or you're thirsty in your dreams. So in other words, if you go to bed and you're hungry or you're thirsty, you're more likely to actually dream about food or drinking when you're asleep. And the more vividly you have an experience of eating or drinking while you're asleep, the less hungry you are actually in the morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So people have actually been found to eat and drink less when they've had a really vivid, gratifying dream of eating or drinking something that they just are really enjoying at night.
Oh, gosh. Now, wait. We have to figure out how can we psych ourselves so that we have... You realize you could be on to one of the great diet secrets of the century.
Right. Well, the more vividly you imagine food in when you're awake, the same thing is actually true. If you can vividly imagine yourself eating something, you actually want to eat less of it. That's been shown as well. So our unconscious doesn't know the difference between reality and fantasy. So the more vividly you can imagine something, it will often believe that you've actually done it.
Unfortunately, my hips do know the difference. But if I can convince my subconscious, I'm probably in good shape. What is your take on dream dictionaries? I've come across several of them online.
There are so many dream dictionaries out there. And dream dictionaries are just somebody who sat down and said, hey, you know, what would it mean if I dreamed about a table? Well, maybe that means I want to table something. So they're sometimes pretty creative, and they're basically just being made up by somebody out of thin air. So you don't want to put much credence in dream dictionaries. Because, again, our own symbology of our own unconscious, it's so rich and it's so personal.
Sounds like it would be much more fun than a dream dictionary.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for talking with us, Veronica.
Sure, happy to. Thanks for having me.
Veronica Tonet is a licensed psychologist. Her latest book is The Creative Dreamer.